It's a wonderful privilege, still a great honor, to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to magnify and glorify His wonderful name every opportunity that we get. Praise God. Amen. It's one thing to worship Him in song. It's another thing indeed to just lift your hands and surrender. It's another thing indeed to just every now and then just whisper His wonderful name, or to say hallelujah, or praise the Lord, or thank you, Jesus. Praise God. And I pitied a man that would try to govern that, because Isaiah 9 and 6 says He's the governor, and He's the Prince of Peace, and He's the everlasting Father. And so He governs my praise and my worship. And to magnify Him is one of the greatest things that I believe an individual could possibly do. Amen. At this time for Bible study, we're going to dismiss our children and let them go to children's church. We're going to dismiss our young people and let them go with Carson and Amanda and have youth service. Praise God. And those that are alive and remain shall be caught up in my Bible study. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a privilege. What an honor. What an opportunity to be in the presence. To all of our guests and all of our visitors, thank you for being in the house of God here tonight to worship the Lord with us in spirit and truth. God is good. Everybody shout all the time. Praise the Lord. While you're standing, let me give you an opening scripture found in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Verses 9 through 11. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Thieves, those that are covetous, drunkards, revelers, nor extortioners. None of these shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. Now let me pause right here and just simply say, we need to be very cautious and very careful. Because I have found in living for the Lord for a very long time that in many cases it winds up being the ones that are forgiven the most that judge the hardest. Is that just a coincidence? What does that mean? I honestly believe that if God can forgive me, He can forgive anybody. And if He's washed you white like snow, He can do that for anybody. No one wants to cheerlead and promote sin. But every sinner has an opportunity to find God. I thank God I did. And we owe that opportunity. You know what? You were loved to love. You were lifted so you could lift somebody. He helped you so you could help. He strengthened you so you could be a strength. Amen. How many gods are there? So He don't need me to do all that, does He? All right. And such were some of you, but you're washed. You're sanctified. You're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus. Everybody shout, and this is where I'm going tonight. Everybody shout, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And by the Spirit of our God. Amen. Let's talk about the fame of the name. Let's talk about the fame of the name. Somebody whispered the name of Jesus. Most everything that we need from God comes through the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's look to the Lord in prayer before we're seated. Master, again, we call upon You. And we know that Your ears never grow weary of the petitions of Your people. And we pray tonight, Lord, for Your leadership. We pray for Your guidance, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We're asking You, Lord, to let us walk in the Holy Ghost tonight. Let the Spirit of the Lord prevail and provide as we call upon Your wonderful name. And everybody shout amen. God richly bless you as you're seated just now. Again, thank you for being at our Tuesday night Bible study. Praise God. It is a time not only only for us, but I would that all America would reclaim the name. Amen. And so, and it is biblical. In fact, why don't you look with me in Colossians 3:17, because it is biblical that whatsoever we do, we should do it in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Look at this. Colossians 3 says, and whatsoever you do in word or in deed. In other words, whatever you do in the word, whatever is associated with the word, whatever you do in deed. I believe it's the will of God to pray over what kind of car you're going to buy. Or, you know, I mean, we want to know the will of God. And so whatever we do in word or deed, the Bible says do how much? Do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Praise God. And so therein you have the perfect will of God. This was not a call to condemnation. The scripture that I read to you in 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11 was not a call to condemnation. It was a call to ultimate relation. Amen. We want Christianity. Absolutely. Praise God. And if there's anything that America needs, it needs another revelation of Christianity. My son had someone telling him today, she said, I want to be baptized. He said, well, I'll baptize you. He said, I'm a minister. I'm called to preach, and I'm youth pastor and all of this. And she said, you can baptize some? He said, yes, ma'am, I certainly can. And she said, well, your church probably won't like me. And he said, why? She said, I'm a Christian. And Carson said, we kind of look at ourselves that way too. And she said, oh, so you're not that church that believes that when people die, they come back like animals? She literally thought that we were preaching over here that when you die, you come back as some kind of animal. All I can say is I hope I don't come back as a white-tailed deer, because I have killed a bunch of them things. I wouldn't have a place to hide. So we need a revelation of Christianity, amen, and relationship with God. The Lord will lead us if we can just fall in love with Him. I'm telling you right now, that is all it would take, is for us to fall in love with Jesus Christ, and He would lead us, the Bible says, into all the truth. Praise God. And so verse 11 is the ultimate reprieve. Praise God. He said, for such were some of you. Amen. But we have been washed, cleansed, sanctified by the Spirit of God. He said that you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And so what is he talking about? He's talking about what Joel was talking about when he said, in the last days, saith the Lord, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. This is that. Amen. And so the Holy Ghost is being poured out. I just looked up the statistics just in our organization alone, and on average, 300 people every week receive the Holy Ghost, just like they did on the day of Pentecost. Amen. We are now in 212 countries. Amen. With two churches starting on average every week. And so we're in revival. We're in a great move of God. We're not closing the doors and selling our buildings. Amen. Pastors are in a struggle, but the struggle is, do I stay here and continue to pastor, or does God want me to be a missionary? I sponsored. I had our secretary to write a check to a young man that left Franklin, North Carolina to be a missionary. And we sent him money today to help him on his journey to raise his PIMs and all of that good stuff. And so we've got problems, but they're good problems. What we're doing is seeking the perfect will of God. Amen. And so we're living in the time that this is that. Praise God. And so even the Word of God says that we will be persecuted for His name's sake. Amen. And so, nothing is different. Look at Acts chapter 4, verses 16 through 19. Acts chapter 4, saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed, now, and we can't deny this, a notable miracle hath been done by them, is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem. They know it, they saw it, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straightly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. So if there's anything that the world is against, it is against the name. And then verse 18, and they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. So the name of Jesus was under attack at the very beginning. It was under attack in the middle. And here in the last days, it's under attack as well. But we will always worship the name of Jesus, because it's at the name of Jesus that every tongue shall confess, every knee shall bow. Amen. And that it is in the name of Jesus someone laid hands on me and I was healed of cancer. It was at the name of Jesus that somebody prayed their prayer of faith over you. How many of you have been sick in your life and someone prayed the prayer of faith in the name of Jesus? And then Colossians tells us that whatsoever we do, let's do this in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter to me. It matters. I don't want to offend anybody, because the Bible says a brother offended is harder to win than a strong city. I'm not here to offend anybody, but I am not here to milk the doctrine down just so you can fit in with your attitude. I'm here to tell you, amen, we're here to worship the name of Jesus. My name is not important. Your name is not important, but His name means everything. Amen. And so it's important that we not forget the name. Amen. His name needs to be famous. And so I'm talking about the fame of the name. Praise God. And so it's the ones that believe in the name of Jesus that will be the church that makes the difference in this world in the last days. Praise God. Governments, politicians, etc., they can't crunch this end time apostolic Pentecostal revival. This harvest that we're having, this move of God. Look at Isaiah 4 and 1. They want to play a game with the name from way back. Isaiah is one of the greatest prophets that ever lived. And here he is prophesying once again about our time. And he said, in that day seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own bread. In other words, bread in the Word of God represents the Word of God. Amen. We'll have our own word. We'll have our own bread. We'll do our own thing. We'll wear our own apparel. You, the Lord, or anybody else is going to tell us how to do anything. Only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach. I'm sorry, but if you want the name, Christian conduct comes with it. Christian character comes with it. A relationship with God comes with it. Amen. And so we will be, and as every Christian should, set apart. Amen. I've got anointed oil up here, and it's in a beautiful Cracker Barrel bottle. I saw that at Cracker Barrel. I said, that would be perfect. And so I took the label off, and that was hard to do, but I got it off. And it's just a beautiful little bottle now. Now, when you look at this, you look at it in a different way, because the book of James tells us to call forth the elders and pray the prayer of faith, and the prayer of faith will heal the sick and save the lost. And so we anoint with oil. But that's just a Cracker Barrel bottle. And on the inside, it's oil that you can cook French fries with. But because we have set it apart and chosen it for a different purpose, this means a lot more to us tonight than Cracker Barrel bottles. And it means a lot more to us than French fries. In fact, I feel the Spirit of the Lord when I talk about it. Amen. You've been called out. You have been set apart. And so that means come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. We're going to call on the name. And when we do, the name, the spirit of the name, the power of the name, the dominion of the name is going to cause us to gradually become more and more and more just like the character of Jesus Christ. Amen. One preacher said, what's going on right now in the apostolic realm and in the churches? It should be main page news and main channel news, but the name is the last thing this world wants to herald. Acts 4:10. Look at this. I think when they said this, I think they shouted it. It was like, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. Now that took guts. And that took a relationship. And that took authority and dominion. But yet they stood up and proclaimed it anyway. We have got to continue to proclaim the name of Jesus. Acts 4:12, look at this. Where is our salvation? Neither is there salvation in any other. When it says none other, that's exactly what it means. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Praise God. And so there it is. I guess my point is this. Keep going in the name of Jesus. Keep praying in the name of Jesus. Keep running in the name of Jesus. Keep shouting. Keep witnessing. Keep baptizing in the name of Jesus. Amen. Keep working, loving, sharing. Keep caring. And keep your holiness in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Don't let anybody and don't let anything take away the name. Praise God. Because the name is our impact upon this world. Let me be clear. Amen. We are not Jesus only. I really don't know what that means, except that we get called that all the time. Amen. We're Jesus everything. The difference is Jesus only says we don't believe in God. We do believe in God. However, that God manifests himself in the sonship of Jesus Christ. We know that. Amen. The Bible says he was the expressed image. In other words, the only image you're going to see of God is in Jesus. He expressed his image in Jesus. The expressed image of God. God was never a man until he made himself a body. Praise God. Contrary to what songs say, when they say, he looked at his son and said, I want you to go and die for my people. Isaiah 43 says, there was never a God, there was never a Savior beside me. He said in Isaiah, I am the first and I'm the last. And then here comes Jesus saying, I'm the Alpha and the Omega. There's not two, there's not three, there's not four. And to the Indians, there's not 1,000. You don't have to have all kind of arms coming out from behind somebody because you don't want to leave any God out. Amen. There's only one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Ephesians 4:5. Praise God. Amen. So I want you to join me in a passion for the name. Amen. And so when I imagine the eyes of Jesus, I'm imagining the eyes of God. Look at Colossians 1:15. I want to give you that scripture instead of just blurt it out. Praise God. I want you to see it. The Bible says, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. And so Jesus is the body of God. God is the spirit of Jesus. Again, Isaiah 4. Let's just go there real quick. We're moving along pretty quick. Isaiah 43 and 10. I want you to see this. It may be a long time before we come back here again. You are my witnesses, saith the Lord, my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me. And then he said, he's challenging us to understand and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Isaiah 44 and 6. Sorry to throw this on the sound, man, but here we go. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no Jehovah Junior. Beside me there is no God. Praise God. And so the only way God could be a person is through Jesus Christ today. No God, no Jesus, no Jesus, no God. Because the only way to get to God is through the man or through the body, Christ Jesus. Praise God. Amen. So let's tell the world what they should do. Amen. Yes, we've got to believe in Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Yes, we've got to believe in His name. Amen. And that's a tremendous start. But look at Acts 2:38, where the church got started. Amen. Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you. How? In the name of what? To join the church. To be a part of the roll. To have your money, have your name on your money at the bank. No. He said, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. All of this is promised unto us. That's the gospel, the death, the burial, and resurrection. When you repent, you die to sin. When you're baptized, the Bible says you're buried with Him in baptism. You receive the Holy Ghost, you've got the power to resurrect and never have to go back to that dead state again. It's three. Death, burial, and resurrection is the gospel. And there's how I associate to it. In the book of Acts, repentance, baptism, Holy Ghost. Praise God. I wish that was preached. All the gospel. We need a revelation of Route 66, all 66 books of the Bible, and how they intertwine and how they pave the way. Look at Matthew 28 and verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. There it is. All power given unto me in heaven and earth. So we're safe to call on the name of Jesus for whatever we need, because He's got all the power in heaven and earth. Praise God. Right? He's sitting down, the Bible says, at the right hand of God, or the authority of God, or the strength of God. God is a spirit. No man has seen God at any time. So it's not a literal right hand. They're giving one another high five. Amen. He sat down at the right hand, which to a Jew means authority and dominion. And thank God, Jesus is in authority. This world's in trouble, but the Lord's not in trouble. School systems and places are in trouble, but the Lord is not in trouble. So we're still safe calling on the name of Jesus. I know it's Bible study, but could we praise Him for just a moment? Could we give Him just a little glory and a little thanks? Could we lift up the name that's greater than any other name, the mighty name of Jesus? Hallelujah. 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 If you don't love His doctrine, then you don't love Him. Praise God. His word is true. His word is right. And His word is real. Praise God. Do you believe it? Amen. Let's stand together. Hallelujah. It's always good to come together around the Word of God. I challenge you to get your name on the list and let's read the Word of God all the way through from Genesis to Revelation this year. I like to go through the Bible every year. I've done that for many years. And each year you learn a little more and a little something different. Praise God. And so we're workmen, and we need to be worthy of our hire. And so we need to know the Word of God to be able to give somebody a just answer, a right answer, and a true answer. And the only way we can do that is to study the Word of God. The Lord challenged us in the Scripture when He said, you know, to know the Word of God, to rightfully divide the Word of God, to not be ashamed, amen, be able to answer with the Word of God. He said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. That's not His fault. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't even have to know how to read to know the Word of God now. Everything is so technical. You could put somebody on there, your favorite person to read the Bible. You could put it right there on the screen and they could read it to you all day long, every day. Everybody, everywhere can go through the Word of God. But one of the greatest miracles that took place in this church was Sister Trudy English. When I started teaching her a home Bible study, I found out she couldn't read the Bible. And I thought, Lord, what are we going to do here? If she believes, she has to believe because of what I told her. I don't like that. I like people to believe because of the Word of God. And we kept praying and kept believing. I'm telling you before the Lord, it was only a 10-week Bible study, but when we finished, she was reading the Word of God. Ask her. Ask her. Amen. And God gave her that miracle. We have not because we ask not. And we ask not in the name of Jesus. But if we do, I'm telling you, all things are possible. I want us to be refreshed. I want us to be revived. And I want us to be renewed in the name of Jesus. Let's praise Him for the name. Access to the name. Let's praise Him that we can call on the name. That we can worship the name. That the name is everything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness.
It's wonderful.
Thank
your name. It's glorious. No other name by which we're set free. Lord, your name is lifted high.
Does it mean everything to you? Amen. God bless you once again. Thank you for being here for Bible study. Shake somebody's hand. Be friendly. God richly blesses you. You're dismissed. Be saved.